LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.
Good morning, friends of television land.
Attention you out there in radio land.
Good morning, WPIX.
Good morning. This is television station WNEW-TV.
Good morning, Starshine.
Stay tuned now for our national anthem.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Here's to swimming with bow-legged women.
Hi. We're on express elevator to hell. Going down.
I don't give a crap if you covered yourself in peanut butter and had a 15-hooker gangbang.
Snakes. Why do they have to be snakes?
Ron, I know it sounds harsh, but God is not one hurt to live.
All right, guys.
Part of the plan.
All right, kiddies, it's Tuesday night, just past 9 o'clock. You know what that means. Time for the Power Hour. Tonight's show, I'm trying something a little different as we do every week here. Last week was 2.5 for Tuesday. This week, a little bit different. Now, this week what we're going to do is we're going to do the art of the cover band. Those bands that play songs from somebody else. And why? Because they can. Now, cover songs provide an artist the ability to go outside of their normal spectrum or their normal range and take something that they really enjoy and bring it back and do it their way. When you get a band that can take a song, like when they go cross lines, sort of like when Johnny Cash did Nine Inch Nails Hurt, or some of the other ones we're going to play tonight, it really does bring an interesting twist to the song. I love hearing another artist take on something that's well known. And we're going to start off tonight, since I mentioned Johnny Cash, we're going to start off with The Man in Black. We're going to do Johnny Cash doing Rusty Cage, which was originally by Soundgarden, one of the better ones out there. And this was off of his, the American album, I think it was American History or something along those lines. So we're going to just start off with that one.
You wired me awake and hit me with a hand of broken nail. You tied my lead and pulled my chain to watch my blood begin to boil. But I'm gonna break. I'm gonna break my rusty cage and run. I'm gonna break my rusty cage and run. Too cold to start a fire, I'm burning diesel, burning dinosaur bones. I'll take the river down to Stillwater and ride a pack of dogs. I'm gonna break. Cage and run. When the forest burns along the road, like God's eyes in my headlights, when the dogs are looking for their bones, and it's raining ice picks on your steel shore. I'm gonna break. I'm gonna break my rusty cage and run. I'm gonna break. I'm gonna break my
Man, I gotta love some Johnny Cash. That was Johnny Cash doing Soundgarden's Rusty Cage. Awesome song. I just want to say what's up to Lace from Fox FM in the in the chat room. This is my first night not only here on LV Rocks, but I'm also being broadcast on Fox FM. I want to say hi to all you guys out there that are listening. Some of you may know me, some of you may not. My name is Murphy. This is the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. I do this show here every Tuesday from 9 to 10 p.m. roughly. Sometimes I start a little late because we got shows in here beforehand. Sometimes I run a little longer like we did last week. But all in all, it's a good show. You can also listen to me live on Fridays from 7 to 9 p.m. on Spankwagon Radio. But I'm sure all of you already knew that. So tonight's show is The Art of the Cover Song. Again, it's really interesting to have another artist bring a song that we know that has a very distinct sound, bring it in and do it their own. It's always very cool when you see that. And sometimes it can be great and other times it can be absolutely horrific. Most of the times when you're looking for cover songs, too, you find a lot of live stuff, which is great, but it really doesn't translate well to playing here. So I tried to limit the amount of live songs that I had on there. Also, I wanted to bring things in that I found would be interesting, to say the least. And I think the next song really does represent that well. Everybody knows the song It's the End of the World as We Know It by R.E.M. It's a very distinct song. Everybody knows that. Well, what I've done this time is I've gone ahead and I brought you a version of it by the well-known ska band, The Real Big Fish. So you are listening to the Rock and Roll Power Hour. Here's the song.
It's the end of the world as we know it, and I feel fine. Last week it starts with an earthquake, birds, snakes, and aeroplanes. Lenny Bruce is not afraid. I have a hurricane, listen to yourself, turn worlds into zombies, stop using your own hands, speed it up and that's speed. With the fear of light down, like fire in a fire, represent the southern gang and the government for hire in a combat site. Lester wasn't coming in a hurry with the fury speeding down your neck. Team by team reporters never jumped to the ground, look at that low plane, flying then. All the fun mission corner, but it'll do secrets, have to several worlds, and you know, listen to your heart. Tell me that the regiment, the reverend with the right. You patriotic, patriotic, slam like right, might feel it pretty psych. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. End of the world as we know it, I feel fine.
Oh, 6 o'clock TV hour, looking at 4 hours, session where we turn, listen to yourself, turn a lock of mini in the phone, my book, a burning bottle, and when every motor that's delayed, and out of mobile, city break, light of motor, light of kettle, step down, step down, watch your heel crush, crush, off all this speed, no fear, cavalier, renegade, steer clear, turn a minute, turn a minute, turn a minute, five, you offer me solution, the knob on the alternative,
and I decline. It's the end of the world as we know it. End of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. I feel fine. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. I feel fine.
See, now that's what I'm talking about. That is an example of a song where a band takes it and really does make it their own there. You know, it's kind of like when Nirvana did The Man Who Sold the World, which is a David Bowie song. They really did bring that and made it their own. And when you hear Real Big Fish, they have a very distinct sound. They have a very distinct way of doing things, and I really enjoyed that song. The next one is one that catches a lot of people off guard when they hear it. It's by NoFX, and it's I Want You to Want Me, which... it's kind of strange because it's usually something you would equate with a band like Real Big Fish or like Nerf Herder or another kind of ska band like, say, Ferris or something. So hearing this done in a punk style, is something that I really dug the first time I heard it. It was something that I really wanted to bring and make sure you guys got to hear it too. So you are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour right here on LV Rocks Live every week and also on Fox FM.
I want you to want me. I need you to need me. I'm begging you to beg me. And I want you now. Yeah, I want you to want me. I need you to need me. I'm begging you to beg me. I'd love you to love me. Buy brand new shit, put on brand new shoes. I would do anything if you say that you love me. Didn't I
You are listening to Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Power Hour here on LVRocks.com. It's a beautiful night here. Tonight's show is The Art of the Cover Song. So far, we've had a couple of good things. You just heard NoFX and Want You to Want Me, and I backed that up with U2's cover of the Rolling Stones' Paint It Black. I've got a couple of different U2 covers. They seem to be pretty fond of playing some different stuff out there. My personal opinion is their Paint It Black cover is their best cover that they've done so far. They did another one by Creep. They did, or Radiohead. They did Creep. It was a pretty good one, too. But I personally prefer this one. So you are listening to Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Power Hour live here on LVRocks.com every Tuesday from 7 to 9. We are also live on Fox FM, same time, from 9 to 10 p.m. Pacific time. Tonight's show is The Art of the Cover Song. Remember, if you always want to hear me or if you have a request, as I got this week, you can send me a request at murphy@spankwagon.net. I did get your request. Thank you very much for sending it in. We will play it next week when I will dedicate next week's show to new shit that you should have already heard. But this week's is The Art of the Cover Band. So moving right along with that, we're going to go to a bad cover. The concept is cool. The idea is cool. It just was really badly done. The guys in System of a Down, they are a great band. They come to Vegas all the time. We love having them here in Vegas. But this cover, I don't even understand how it came about, what the thinking behind it was. I'm not even going to give any more information to it other than just to play it. And don't take it out on me.
1, 2, 3, 4...
Yes, that was System of a Down playing Hit Me Baby One More Time, a cover of Britney Spears. Big thanks to Fox. I had no idea you had a whole freaking crew out there. That's awesome. It's one of those covers you had to sit there and say, wow, you know they did it for the live audience there listening. I think it was done here in Vegas at 107.5 on the back patio there. But no, it's just a bad one. So I racked my brain. I said, okay, if I got to play that one, I've got to follow it up with something that is much better. And I found one that hopefully a lot of people will at least recognize. There's a band out there called Me First and the Gimme Gimmes, and they are a cover band, kind of like Richard Cheese is and a couple of other, you know, specific cover bands. This is one of those songs that you're like, holy shit, I can't believe someone didn't do this sooner. So this is Me First and the Gimme Gimmes covering Leaving on a Jet Plane. That was Me First and the Gimme Gimme's doing Leaving on a Jet Plane live here on LV Rocks on the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. I am your host, Mr. Murphy. All right, that's enough of the radio guy voice. So that was Me First and the Gimme Gimme's, again, a well-known cover band. Why are they well-known? Because the way they do things, absolutely their own. And it really does bring the song to their level. And that's what we're really looking for in a cover song, is a band that takes a song and doesn't try to reproduce what the artist did, instead try to make it their own. Now, there are a lot of punk cover bands out there. There are a lot of lounge-type cover bands. There are a lot of different ones, even some ska ones. Real Big Fish do a pretty good job of that. But then you find something like this, and you just, something in your head says, I can't believe I didn't hear this long ago. This is an acoustic version of Beat It done by Fall Out Boy.
Don't wanna see the blood, don't be no match.
So how do you like them apples? That was Beat It, done acoustically by Fall Out Boy. Again, it's something that someone should have done a long time ago. Alien Ant Farm did a... God, what did they do? They did a decent cover of another Michael Jackson song, but it really wasn't all that great. I found that this was... It was kind of cool in the way that they, again, brought it into their own, especially with the acoustic. Could have been done a little bit better, especially if it could have been done like with metal. That had been awesome. So speaking of metal, we're going to move right along here. A well-known cover, one that we've heard a couple of times that actually made it onto the radio. I'm not really surprised by that because anything Marilyn Manson does eventually winds up on the radio, including his cover of This Is Halloween, which was on the 10th anniversary. How's that? That was... Wow, people are jumping in and out of the chat room there. That was Marilyn Manson doing Personal Jesus, a Depeche Mode cover. You are listening to The Art of the Cover Song, a special edition of Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Power Hour, live here every week. How long can I hold the pause? live here every week on LVRocks.com. Also, on Vox FM. You'll find us every week here on, you'll find us every week here, 9 to 10 p.m. Pacific time. And you'll also find me on Fridays from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific time on Spankwagon Radio. I'm going to apologize now to the people that will be listening to this via podcast. It seems that Trench lost the stream there for a while, and he is my recording buddy. He does actually record all the tracks here. I want to say big thanks to him for recording that and for putting it up on the website so people can download it. If you're not listening live, you can find us in the archive on spankwagon.net. Trench is nice enough to put those in there for us. And people can download them. Originally, we weren't going to do that. Originally, it was just going to be, if you miss it live, oh, well, you're fooked. Proper fooked. But no. No, we don't. Now we don't have to do that. Now you can actually download it, listen to it at your own pleasure, listen to it on your iPod, listen to it at work, do whatever you want. There are lots of great podcasts out there. I highly recommend a couple of them, specifically Spankwagon Radio, View from Vegas, and the Strip Podcast, because I'm deeply involved with all of those. And don't forget the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. So we talked about some good covers. We had one bad one. Now it's time. Now it's time to do a bad one again. This one I found today when I was searching for more covers just to take a look at some interesting ones. I found this one and I just shook my head. Now look, I'm a big fan of Dynamite Hack. And when they did Boys in the Hood, I thought it was actually a really great song. I thought they did a really great rendition of it. And it's kind of cool sometimes when you get some hardcore gangster rap. Gangsta, could I say that any wider? When you get some hardcore rap in there, some really good stuff, and you just make it folk music. I mean, to me, that's funny. This is not a good example of that. This is Bitches Ain't Shit, which is a Dr. Dre song done by Ben Folds. And be the judge for yourself. To me, I really don't like this, but I had to play it because it's just another example of how a good cover concept can go really, really wrong. Right here. Ooh. Right here on the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. Hopefully Trench has got the stream back up and running and things are recording. Woo-hoo, here we go.
Bitches ain't shit. Bitches ain't shit. Bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks. Lick on these nuts and suck the dick. Let's get the fuck out after you're done. And I hops in my ride to make a quick run. I used to know a bitch named Eric Wright. We used to roll around and fuck the hoes at night. Tighter than motherfucking gangster beats. And we was ballin' on the motherfucking Compton streets. Peep, that shit got deep and it was on. Number one song after number one song. Long as my motherfucking pockets was fat, I didn't give a fuck where the bitch was at. But she was hanging with the white bitch, doing the shit she do, sucking on his dick just to get a buck or two. In the end, she got meant nothing, and now she's suing cause the shit she be doing ain't shit. Bitches can't hang with the streets, and she found herself short. Now she's taking me to court. It's real conversation for your ass. I won't send a bitch named Mandy May. I used to be up in them guts like every day. The pussy was the bomb, had a nigga unsprung. I wasn't up like a motherfucker licking the proton. The homies used to tell me that she wasn't a good, but I'm the maniac in black next to Snoopy's world. So I figured niggas wouldn't trip with mine. Guess what got gaffled by one time. I'm back in the motherfucking county jail. 6 months on my chest, now it's time to bail. I gets released on a hot sunny day. My nigga DOC and my homie Dr. Dre. Scooped in a coupe, Snoop, we got the news. Your girl was tricking while you was drinking the county blues. Ain't been out a second, no ready. I got to do some motherfucking chin checking. Move up the block as we creep down the block. See my girl's house, Dre, past the clock. Kicking the dough and I look on the floor. It's my little cousin Daz and he's fucking my hoe. I uncocked my shit. I'm heartbroken, but I'm still loaded.
Man, fuck that bitch.
3, 4. Bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks. Lick on these nuts and suck a dick. Get the fuck out after you're done. And I hops in my ride to make a quick run. I used to know a bitch named Eric Fright. We used to
one song. Long as my motherfucking pockets was fat, I didn't give a fuck where the bitch was at. But she was hanging with the white bitch, doing the shit she do, sucking all this dick just to get a buck or two. In the end, so she got meant nothing, and now she's suing cause the shit she be doing ain't shit. Bitches getting angry with the streets. She found herself short, now she's taking me. That's some real conversation for your ass. Bitches getting angry with the streets. Bitches getting angry with the streets. Bitches getting angry with the streets. Bitches getting angry with the streets.
So that was Bitches Ain't Shit, a Dr. Dre cover by Ben Folds 5. Hey, what's brown and rhymes with Snoop? Dr. Dre. So I'm not a fan of that. I didn't think they did a good job really bringing it into their own. I think it was overly produced. I think it was overly worked. I mean, when you take something as highly produced as a lot of rap, especially Dre stuff is, when you take that and then you just turn it around and make it equally as produced and even try and one-up it, then it's a bit much. I think maybe if you would have taken it a little more folksy, a little more grassroots, almost kind of walking around in the fields of Portland or something, I think that had been a little more interesting than that. So from that on to a good cover song, one that I think they did a really good job with, and one that I'm really excited to be able to play, actually. It is The Smiths. It's an acoustic cover of The Beatles' Across the Universe. Now, most people know this song, especially when you get into the cover versions of it. Of course, there's the Rolling Stones version of it. There is Fiona Apple's version of it. There's a couple of other people that have done theirs. But it's just kind of different to hear The Smiths do it. So I'm not really going to yap about this too much. I want you guys to really give it a shot on your own. It is live, so quality's not that great, but check it out.
Words are flowing out like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither while they pass, they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my open mind, possessing and caressing me. Jagaruteva. Oh, nothing's gonna change my world. Nothing's gonna change my world. Nothing's gonna change my world.
So that's The Smiths covering The Beatles. Now, a lot of people have said in the past that Marr and Morrissey's voice and their styles are very close to the Beatles, so it kind of defeats the purpose of a good cover song. But I don't think so. I think the voice and the harmonies and the tones are different enough to where they are. It's different enough to where it's really. It's independent on its own, but close enough to where you don't lose the message of the cover. And that's where you have some differences when it comes to the art of the cover. I said I like it when a band really takes a song and brings it to them. But this is one of those songs that you have to really appreciate, and you really can't do, you know, Across the Universe in any other way. But to bring it in and to use your vocal stylings on it is really acceptable to me. Don't have too much longer left in the show tonight, unfortunately. It is only a one-hour show. It is live every Tuesday from 9 to 10 p.m. Pacific time. There's some Eastern translations. I don't know what that is. I'm sure Fox, Lace over at Fox FM can tell everyone in the chat room what time it is there. I just want to say thank you to everyone who's listening, and there's actually more people listening now than there usually are, which is awesome in my book. Don't forget, you can download the podcast and listen to it at your own leisure. Some of you that are doing it right now, I appreciate you for downloading it. But also, you know, I love it when people come into the chat room and talk. I love when you get a little discussion going about music and about what bands can and can't do. That's always fun. Don't forget, you can always email me your requests, murphy@spankwagon.net. So, moving right along here. Oh, and Lace says it's midnight to 1 a.m. Eastern. So, it's midnight on a Tuesday. I don't know what some of you East Coast people are doing up. Whatever. Moving right along here. Another great concept when it comes to covers is a lot of punk bands spend a lot of time covering a lot of 50s, 60s, and 70s music just because it's so interesting to how the beats really are similar and how the bass really starts in the same place. But when you kind of go off on your own, you do it on your own. And this is a great example of that. This is Pennywise covering Beach Boys' Surf in the USA.
Is everybody out in ocean across the USA?
How you like them apples? I think that's going to be the phrase of the night, because last week it was, and that's the end of the song. This week it's a little bit different. Yeah, that is Pennywise. And we're going to keep with the punk thing here, because I found another song, and it doesn't even list who sings it, which is weird in my book. I always put who sings it in here. We've got another punk band covering Walking on Sunshine. This is for Fry's Dog on the Rock and Roll Power Hour.
I just can't wait till the day.
So I don't even know who sang that song. It's like it's just completely random. Doesn't sound like anyone I can think of off the top of my head. You never know. So that's another great punk cover out there of Walking on Sunshine, which for those of you that got the Futurama reference, you're cool in my book. You are listening to Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Power Hour here on LVRocks.com live every week, 9 to 10 p.m. Pacific Time, midnight to 1 Eastern. You know, since Lace pointed something out in the chat room. He said, you never really hear anything from Pennywise anymore. You hear stuff from them every once in a while. So I went and I just dug something out real quick that I wasn't going to play tonight because I wanted to play Surfing USA rather than another Pennywise song. But I got to play this one because this is a really good one too. I just found this one not too long ago. This is Pennywise covering Mrs. Robinson, which is just a great tune. And again, it's a good example of a band taking a well-known, well-played song and bringing it into their own. You're listening to the Power Hour. Wow. See, again, you gotta play some Pennywise if you got it, and I happen to have it just sitting in there. Guys, this has been the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. Unfortunately, it's the end of the movie.
People you love will turn their backs on you. You'll lose your hair, your teeth. Your knife will fall out of its sheath. But you still don't like to leave me. before the end of the movie.
Just want to say big thanks to the guys at Delby Rocks.
People you hate.
Let me come in here and just ramble around for an hour or so. Big thanks to Trench, who records my show for me. Also, big thanks to Lace over at Fox FM, who's graciously given me a little time on their station as well.
But you still don't like to leave before the end of the movie. No, you still don't like to leave before the end of the show.
I am live here every week, 9 to 10 p.m. Pacific time, midnight to 1 a.m. Eastern. Big thanks to everybody who helps me out with the show. If you've got a request, a comment, like some advice on how to keep your penis hard for hours on end, then by all means, shoot me an email, murphy@spankwagon.net. You can catch me live here on Fridays as well as part of Spankwagon Radio. That's from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific time. Check your local listings. May vary by affiliate. Just want to say I had a great time tonight. This has been The Art of the Cover Song, special edition of the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour.
No, you still don't like to leave before the end of the show.
And that's the end of the show. Folks, have a great night. See you next week. Rock on with your badasses.